This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. The Rose Oconee Museum has a new book in its collection called Tourney Time, a collection of stories about 75 years of boys' high school hockey tournaments. It was put together by David Levac and L.R. Nelson. The museum's copy was a donation from Jim Stordahl, who was part of the 1958 and 59 state high school championship teams from Roseau. Jim and his brother Larry and teammate Don Ross were on a top 10 line, given the nickname the production line, at the 59 tournament. The Roseau Rams had a perfect season that year. This book has a foreword by the Broughton brothers, Aaron, Neil, and Paul, who also played in many tournaments for Roseau High School before going on to their hockey careers. Each year's tournament has a separate chapter in the book with a title noting an interesting part of the winning team's story. 1958's chapter is called Border Crossing and subtitled Bulaka Brothers, Roseau's Handsome, Controversial Canadian Connection. Here's that story by L.R. Nelson. As teenagers, Ed and Bill Bulaka made daily trips across the border dividing middle of nowhere Manitoba from equally remote northwestern Minnesota, barely slowing as they cruised past the uniformed customs agents stationed on both sides of the invisible line separating Canada from the United States. In those days, you would drive by the customs house and they would just wave to you, Ed said, and after 8 at night, everything was closed. You just drove right through. The Bulaka brothers grew up in South Junction, Manitoba, a one church, one store, zero stoplight community, 3 miles due north of the U.S. border on Highway 310. As high school sophomores, the Bulakas began attending school 14 miles to the south in Roseau. The new kids were instant celebrities. He was the best-looking guy in the school, Jim Stordahl, who starred at center for Roseau, said about the dark-haired, square-jawed Ed Bulaka. The girls liked him. Heck, he drove a car. None of us had cars. We were lucky if we rode bicycles. The Bulakas' athletic prowess further boosted their popularity. Both were starters on Roseau's football team, Ed as a running back and Bill as a receiver, and they excelled in hockey too. As juniors, Ed was a high-geared forward and Bill a rock-steady defenseman for the 1957 Roseau team that lost 3-1 to International Falls in the state championship game. They were accepted in Roseau just like they had been there forever, said Dick Roth, Roseau's starting goalie for 3 seasons, beginning in 1957 and 58. They were nice boys, even though they said A a lot. While they were embraced in Roseau, the Canadians present in St. Paul drew criticism from some corners. Newspaper readers expressed concerns in letters published in the Minneapolis Star sports section after the 1957 tournament. As a taxpayer, I object to paying for the education of Canadians, and somehow it doesn't seem quite right that Canadians should be represented on a Minnesota high school hockey team, were some of the printed criticisms. Roseau's school superintendent responded with his own letter, initially published in the Roseau Times Region. Their father requested that they be permitted to attend high school here rather than go to Winnipeg. They were accepted on a strictly non-resident basis at no cost to the local district or any other Minnesota taxpayers. We did not ask whether they could play hockey, basketball, or a bass drum. I'll read more from the story about the Bulaka brothers next week. Thanks to Jim Stordahl for his donation to the Roseau County Museum, and thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.